Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank. Welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Kimmy.
Hey.
We're in one of my favorite places in the world right now.
We're in the canyon.
Dude, see that place right up there?
Yes.
I want to live there.
Yeah, we're looking at a beautiful house on the top of the canyon. It's got a jacuzzi. It looks like it has an infinity pool. Little balcony.
Building pools into mountainsides, that's some rich people shit, yo.
That is some rich people shit.
Everybody just wants to live in the mountains with everything they need right in their mountain spot. Mm-hmm. That's like goals.
Yeah, we're at Sarah's place right now. It's so nice. It's out in nature and it's super dope. And she's got this dog.
Bobo.
Come here.
Bobo.
Here. Come here. I'll show you a titty.
That did it.
That literally did it.
We love this dog. Hi, Bobo.
He's bad, though.
He's a bad boy. Listen.
Tell him.
And it's like
Alex.
Sarah can't be told that he's a bad boy. She doesn't understand.
You gotta whisper it. Say hi.
He's a bad boy. Apparently, before we got here today, he tried to bite one of the workers.
Yeah, there's people working on the place.
That's bad, dude.
And, well, he's really invasive.
Yeah. No, he's part of the show now.
Come lay down. He's kind of just in our camera now. I mean, I don't know how to tell him no because we told him to come, but he's also tried to bite someone today, so I'm kind of scared to tell him to go away.
Yeah, no, we're actually done with you now, and we don't know what to do. We just wanted to show.
Buzz off.
Go. Go on now.
Go.
Get.
Go. Come on. Bro, get out of the camera. You're ruining our pod.
Come on, move.
How do you make him go?
Move, boy.
Get.
Go on now.
What do white people say to dogs to get them to go? Click it. Click it.
Is that what they say?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
They do that?
I think that's to get them to come.
Oh.
This dog's going to be up on our shit the whole rest of the pod. We really made a mistake by calling the dog over.
Sit. I'm alpha.
I don't think you're. I think you are beta. Figure out how to deal with this dog.
Oh, fuck the dog. We brought the dog is out of control. He's so cute. He's got one blue eye.
The dog chases every little dog on the beach and scares whatever little dog's parents are there.
Yeah,
it's a nightmare.
Yeah, you really do see the fear in the owner's eyes once he.
Well, yeah, if I have a little dog and a big dog starts running after me and my little dog, I'm going to run. I'm going to be scared.
And you look over at the big dog's owner and she's taking selfies.
She's giggling at the sunset.
She's just on mushrooms giggling at the sunset. I'll tell you, Sarah and this dog live their best lives. I don't know what to say.
Oh, my God. The other day, we watched this dog almost lose its head to a semi-truck going about fucking 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, we're on the PCH. Sarah pulls the dog out of the car on the side of the highway. The leash is like long, so he jumps and naturally just goes straight. And a semi goes, and Sarah didn't even notice.
She didn't even flinch, dude. The two of us were both traumatized just at the thought of what could have happened.
It was so close, and Sarah was almost annoyed that I said it.
Dude, honestly, going through life like that sounds amazing. It sounds like we're talking shit about Sarah, but it was
on her roof. She can hear it.
It was honestly an amazing thing.
She's downstairs. She just hears the murmurs of us talking shit about her dog.
We're sitting on her rooftop. We're sitting on the roof of her house.
Disrespecting her.
Wild.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Did I ever tell you recently that Because this fucking pissed me off. This is another... We have to have, like, the chronicles of things that happen in my house.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Because recently...
A Scar Harrington moment?
Yeah, a Scar Harrington moment, exactly. So Mike's sitting there, and he's, like, he's clipping his nails, right? And he goes, ow! Oh! And he's, and I look at his nail, and it's bleeding or whatever. And he, I look at what he's doing. He had chose to use the cat clipper.
What? What?
I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. I can't believe it took us 8 episodes of recording this week cat clipper incident.
Why
to come
did he
up.
Use a cat clipper?
Because he was. And it's not that I don't have nail
He's
clippers.
He's not a cat.
The nail clippers are in the bedroom. So yeah, no, I literally had to sit him down and have a conversation about how like human tools are for humans and animal tools are for animals and they're not interchangeable.
I mean, the conversations you have with this man shock me. Like, I heard him on the phone the other day. He's like, hey, when'd you order that sweet, sweet kitty litter? I guess that's a brand of some weird kitty litter.
The pretty litter, yeah.
Yeah, pretty litter. Did you order pretty litter? And Alex is like, I didn't order pretty litter. He's like, it must be our neighbors. All right. And Alex is like, well, you gotta go. You gotta go. Make sure you put it back. And he's like, "But we do need litter."
I was like, "You can't open up the neighbor's pretty litter and use some of it, and then put it back in the hallway and be like, oh, it wasn't our package." That's fucking psychotic, dude.
The fact that you had to tell him he couldn't do that shocks me.
Yeah,
but it doesn't.
We have to have like big kid conversations.
Too loud for her.
Oh, she's having a grand old time.
She's having
there.
The best time, dude. She's probably feeding her dog rat poison.
My girl's a morning person down there. She's such a morning person.
She is, yeah. Well, the last time we had a sleepover with Sarah, she was gone at 9 p.m. We talked about it, I think, but she was gone. I just got a picture. I don't know if you guys remember that last time I was here, I turned into Elfalina.
I'll never forget, personally.
You'll never forget Elfalina?
Elfalina was one of my favorite moments in history, dude.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, because the way you came out of Sarah's room dressed head to toe in the elf garb, you looked like a girl who... You looked at me like a girl looks at her date when he comes to pick her up for prom. Like, it was like a
I came
magical,
downstairs slowly.
It was a magical moment. You opened the doors and walked through with the most pride. And you're a very proud person, but I've just never seen you with quite that much pride.
Yeah.
And looking like you were meant to be the way that you were in that moment. It was perfect.
Well, I think that I am an elf.
I know. Okay, this is a serious development.
Yeah, I did a photo shoot at the Comedy Store with Sarah recently, and I've been waiting for the pictures for it for a few weeks, and I got a picture back, and you've seen this is proof. It's proven.
No.
Oh god. Okay.
No.
I have bad news.
No.
I may have flicked and killed a bug on your forehead and it's there in pieces.
Can you take it
no,
off?
No. Yes. I can't.
You have to. You can't kill it and then not take it off.
I can't.
Take it off.
There's pieces.
Take it off. Get it off.
It's a head and a body.
Use your hands. Do it.
No.
Now.
It's gone.
Okay. Am I still pretty?
Yeah.
No, you're lying.
No, you are. I just can't believe I had to touch it.
You realize how I bumped my head so hard. That's probably yesterday, dude.
I didn't want to flick it. It was a really bad place for the bug to die.
Dude, a few days ago, I don't know if you could tell on camera, but the way that I like ran into where two of Sarah's walls meet, like the corner of the walls, I ran into it with the middle of my forehead. And the way that was the exact spot.
I know. That's why I don't want to flick you.
That you just killed.
But anyways, that night, I knighted myself, Elfalina. I became officially Elfalina. And today, I get photos back from the photo shoot. This is months and months later. And there is a photo in the mirror that the photographer took. And in the mirror, I shit you not, my ears are pointy like Elfalina.
They're perfect elf ears, too, in that picture.
They're elf ears.
And it's like... I could see what happened in the picture. Like, I could see I could tell exactly what part of your ear is covered up, but the way that
God. No, it's real elf.
The way that God covered that ear up so perfect, Kimmy.
God made me Elfalina for just one moment and one moment no more.
It's, you know, it's crazy. You can't disprove that. You cannot disprove that your ear did not change a second before the shutter went off for that camera and then change back a second later.
If you don't believe that, unsubscribe and get out.
Get out of here.
You don't belong here. If you don't believe I'm really Elfalina, get out.
I'm trying to think of the most magical things that I believe. I truly believe that the last time we were here, a fairy took something of mine and then returned it months later.
Okay.
I genuinely believe that.
Okay.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second to talk about one of our sponsors. Right now, I am talking to Auto Mechanics, as well as super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. You guys know what I'm about to talk about. It's rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, we'll still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you could easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy right now, go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts they have available for your car. I swear to God, it says this next line in the copy: you're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. Now, hey, listen, that might be you, that might not be you, but if you need something, this is a great place to go. So one more time, it's rockauto.com, rockauto.com. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. But when you order, make sure you let them know at rockauto.com that you heard about them on Broad Topics Podcast. Rockauto.com. Let's get back into the show. I believe that you could like shift dimensions and like become like a higher version of yourself.
Okay.
Somehow. I don't know how you do it, but I think it's possible.
Okay.
What other magic things do I believe?
Do you believe in magic wands?
Magic wands, not so much. What are they made of?
Magic.
Well, how do you make one of magic, though? Like, what kind of wood is the wand made of?
It's not about the wood, Alex. It's about the magic in your heart you put in the wood.
Do you believe in magic wands?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you get them?
I got one right here. I feel like a bug is biting my butthole.
So you believe you could just make a magic wand by thinking it's a magic wand?
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to piss me off that I didn't discover this once she uses this magic wand and it works.
Ah, it's hot.
The wand is
hot?
Yeah,
dude. Feel it. Feel it?
No.
Oh, it must not work for you. I don't know what to tell you.
No. Have you seen the people on TikTok who ask the trees to come touch them?
Yes. Yeah, I did that. Yeah. I tried to do that with Sarah by myself up here one time, and she looked at me like I was a idiot.
Yeah.
I was like, no, they can touch you. Should we try?
Should we try?
Tree.
Hey, tree.
Hey, tree.
If you could hear me, if you could feel
touch her little head with this branch right above her.
If you could feel my spirit, just come on down.
Come on down.
Come on over.
Touch little old Allie girl. Give her a little touch on the head.
Give me a little touch.
If you could just bounce in your branch up and down for our pod.
Caress
I mean, I'm just
me.
Kidding. We're not recording.
Caress me for but a moment.
We would never record a magical moment. That's not how magic works. Come on, little tree.
It would be really solid if we had set up a string to the tree, if we'd planned this bit beforehand. Oh, set up a string to the tree.
Now we're just talking to trees like people that done too many drugs for too many years.
But how nice but if the audience thought that we were truly discovering magic before their very eyes.
That would have been sick. I'm sorry that we didn't do that for you guys.
Yeah, that's the extent of the magic that I believe. I don't believe the tree will touch me, by the way, but I do believe in fairies.
Okay. That seems like I would believe the tree could hear you more than I would believe in fairies.
Why not both?
I mean, I agree with both, but I'm saying if I had to pick one, like you picked one.
No, the tree could hear me. I know the tree could hear me. I just don't think it's going to necessarily listen.
Why?
Because what am I doing for the tree that it owes me that to come touch me right now?
Not you speaking for the tree.
Why does it owe me anything?
You're right. I guess.
You know?
We're men and trees are the women.
Kind of. We're just fucking... Yeah, we've been stealing their land forever. We've been genociding them.
That's true. We've treated trees
we've
horribly.
We've been wronged to the trees.
We've wronged the trees.
We've wronged the trees and then we expect them to listen to us. It's psychotic.
You're right. You're right. What was I thinking? What was I thinking? What do you think's the best drink in the world?
Root beer.
Ew. What a gross fucking answer to the best drink in the world. That's truly one of the worst answers I've ever heard to that question. Can't believe you said root beer, you fucking pig. I don't know what to say. That's so gross.
I love root beer.
Ew. Root beer?
Good old delicious root beer, glass bottle, IBC brand, perhaps, maybe. What's the other one I like?
Root beer tastes like someone farted in a Coke.
Boylan's brand root beer ain't too bad, but yeah, Stewart's root beer is nice. They're all, every one of my answers.
Can you name a different drink?
A different drink? Maybe like a chai, an ice, like a chai latte with oat milk is nice.
Oh, I'm disgusted.
The best drink in the world. I'm telling you my favorite drinks. You're spitting on them.
Yeah, because there's so many really good drinks in the world, and you chose root beer and chai.
What's your favorite drink?
Probably oat milk.
Probably kombucha.
No.
So, go ahead. What is it?
My favorite drink in the world.
Yeah, that's the question.
I like
the best drink in the world.
A Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola ain't nut better than root beer.
Don't say nut.
Also, the way that you insinuated that I was just a fucking disgusting, dirty whore for saying root beer. And then you said the most basic fucking soda there is in the whole planet.
Yeah, but it's the best one. That's why. What do you mean? What? It's basic for a reason. Because everybody loves it.
Well, I ain't taking a shit in your Coke, sister, okay?
If you did, it would taste like root beer.
I like Coca-Cola, too, but it ain't no root beer.
Ooh, I'm good on that.
Yeah.
I didn't like water until I was, like, fully an adult.
Did you refuse to drink it?
Yeah.
Like Baby Fern.
Yeah.
Baby Fern refuses to drink water.
I hated water. Well, I had a, like, big, like, soda family. Like, there was always sodas in the fridge. And it's juice.
It's actually Lewis's best tweet ever. It's the only memorable tweet that Lewis ever tweeted was water. Ugh, it's like I'm drinking a book.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It does feel like that.
I get it. I started drinking water like consistently kind of recently, and the sippy cup mechanism of my water bottle helps so much. I like a straw. I like a sippy.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to pour something tasteless into my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. I think the sippy... I need to actually get a new lid for my water bottle because my sippy broke, but the sippy helps.
Sippy helps a lot.
Why?
Because, I don't know, pouring a taste...
Because we just need to suck on something.
I don't know, pouring a tasteless drink into your mouth seems like just, it's doing nothing for me. It's not, the sippy is giving me a couple of, shots of, serotonin somehow.
It trips me out that we have... Okay, I know this is going to sound so high. It really trips me out that we have to fucking... Every day we have to eat. Like, we just wake up and we feel like, I should put something in my mouth.
You mean the eating and pooping thing? Are you gonna...
And drinking. Like, all of it. Like... Like
the way it's something we have to continuously keep on doing.
Forever.
There's never a day where we could be like, fuck it, I don't want to eat and poop.
Like, our bodies are quite literally a machine that run off food and water.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's like a machine.
I totally get that.
That's so weird. Are you guys getting what I'm saying? Like, are you tripping out how I'm tripping out? That it's not right. It's not right that every day we need to eat and drink. Every day.
It's a chore, dude, sometimes.
Oh,
my
God. And then you need to shit out the thing you ate. And then you need to piss out the thing you drank. You need to find a place to dispose of it now. And then you got to go find more in a few hours. And then you get into...
It never ends.
It never ends.
Never ends.
And then...
Unless you die. That's when it ends.
Well, that's when it ends. And then at the end of the day of all that, trying to fill with liquids to get out and food to get out, at the end of the day, you go, I think everything's shutting down. And then you just die for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And then you come back alive and you eat and shit again.
Eat and shit again. And then sometimes you have this insanely intense urge to stick a thing in a thing over and over again. Like, sex is also so trippy, dude.
Yeah.
Just there's holes in some of our bodies and there's pokey devices in other ones of our bodies. And sometimes we really mash them together. Crazy urge to mash them together for as long as we could hold
out. And it's bad if people see it.
It's weirdly shameful.
It's shameful. It's like, I can't believe we mashed our bodies together. I can't believe we both urged together. You're urging with someone.
And then you finish fucking and you go and fucking eat something. It's fucking crazy. Our
you're
bodies are
coming.
So annoying.
You're like, there's
sucks.
Holes. There's things coming, liquids and solids coming in and out of
I'm
holes.
I'm sneezing.
Oh my God, ugh. I'm blinking. I gotta blink. My eye can't just stay open. every few seconds I gotta breathe. Enough with the body
it's
chores.
It's so annoying about every now and again, absolutely no reason, I gotta swallow. I just gotta swallow for nothing. I didn't put anything in there.
Ever had to just lick your lips?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
This is so annoying.
Please.
The upkeep on this thing.
It's like I bought a fucking fixer-upper. I swear to God, it feels like I bought a fixer-upper.
and we have nothing actually wrong with us.
No, and we have healthy bodies.
Some people really have fixer-uppers. They got to go down to the fucking mechanic, the doctor mechanic, every couple weeks.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. Also, the fact that there's, like, medicine that will, like, fix it if it's shit's wrong.
Sometimes. Yeah, I mean...
There's a medicine for everything, I believe. I just feel like we haven't found it all.
Isn't it weird that we open our mouths... And I go and I like am making sounds at you and you're like looking at me right now, fully understanding these are just sounds.
You know, what else?
And you're fully understanding and looking and like saying back to me and we're fully communicating off noises. Like if I was like, that's like if you knew what that said.
No. And then sometimes your noises go in this particular arrangement that make me go, ha.
No, not that. Where did that come?
Why? Do we laugh like that?
If my noises hit right, I'm gonna make your noises
she
dolphin
loves
noise.
When her noises hit right.
Dude, I have a passion for my noises hitting right. I've built a career out of it.
She's built a career over getting people to giggle.
I'm a professional right noiser.
It's really weird, dude. I don't know. I hate being in a body, honestly. It'd be cool if we could all be transferred to, like, the cloud. I don't have to worry about a body anymore.
I don't know if I want to go there. It sounds boring.
Boring? But everything. There's everything there, isn't there?
I want to go there. I like this.
You like this?
Yeah.
You like licking your lips every time?
I don't know. Dude. I don't know. I am tired of it.
I'm tired, dude.
It is tiring. And then on top of that, things happen, and then
it's like someone hurts on this fucking flat ground right now. Nothing's ever comfortable.
I know. And then after all that, someone says something, and it hurts your feelings. And then for some reason, your eyes fill with liquid.
They leak.
And then you're so hurt, your body leaks.
My body's been leaking.
You made me leak.
You're making my eyes leak.
Isn't that fucked up? When someone makes you cry, they made your body leak.
Mm-hmm.
You upset me so much that my car was my vehicle.
That you vessel affected me so much. Right, yeah, word. Yeah. That like I lost fluid over it.
That's nuts, dude. Are you tripping out over
this
conversation?
That's literally crazy, yeah.
Are you guys freaking out? When someone really upsets you, they leak you.
Wow.
What?
Then also the fact that we could grow new humans in us.
Oh my. Don't.
It's fucking wild.
When you and another person decide to urge together.
When you urge together for on the right day.
If you urge on the right day for some reason.
Fucking crazy.
None of it makes sense. And your sploosh and their sploosh mix together.
And a miracle happens.
And like, your sploosh has also life in it?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, 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 yeah. That's another good point.
It's like not only that, the thing that you're excreting also has life.
It's like, yeah, yeah, just so happens that like the hole and the stick both have things that could make a new one. Can make new ones. That's crazy. It's fucked.
And then you're going to make these things and they're going to come out of your hole and they're going to leak and shit and eat and poop. And they're going to make things that eat and lick and shit and poop.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we're just animals.
What the fuck is existence?
I just think that it's like lame that we are like, it's like, listen, it's awesome. I'm not saying it's totally lame, but there's something frustrating about being like the only animals who are like smart, you know, we've like evolved to a point where we have to have these questions. It's just annoying. Let me be a deer.
We clap.
You know? We clap. We sit in audiences together all facing...
Mean?
Well, that kind of clap is kind of condescending, honestly. Oh, that particular clap, I feel, means like, get with the program, Patricia.
That's crazy that I could tell you that with a clap.
I know.
That's fucking nuts that you knew I was calling you Patricia.
You were saying, get with the program, Patricia.
Let's move it, Cindy. Yeah. You know it. You
yeah,
know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I was saying.
White lady name.
Yes.
You were talking to a cunt of a white lady just
yes.
now. Yes. Yeah. I felt it.
How?
You know what's crazy is how like I could be like talking to a guy at a bar, right? And I could look at you and be like,
oh yeah. I know what you mean.
And you would be like, okay, I have to go rescue her from this.
Yeah. Or if I go, you're like, oh,
yeah, I'm like, oh, she's having a good time. Yeah.
That's sick. That's sick crazy. As fuck. That's sick as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so funny.
Sometimes you get sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you cough.
Sometimes you eat something and your body then your body goes literally says no. And it goes, no, put it back out.
Get that out of me.
What? It has its own mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm crazy. Tripping out over being human right now.
I know. It's really crazy. And it's like, yeah.
And this is kind of my thing.
I feel like I'm missing out on this like body-mind connection thing right now that I need to get a little more into. It's like I have all of these crazy, wild thoughts. Like maybe I should treat my body a little better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel ya. But it's hard.
It is hard because then, it's the upkeep, dude. Because
then guess what? Got to go to the gym
every day. You got to work her out.
For some reason, you're bringing your body and you're picking up a thing and it's heavy. And because you pick it up and it hurts you, you get rewarded for feeling better.
That's crazy. Yeah,
the
I
more
have to
it
go.
Hurts. You got to do it because the more it hurts, the better it is.
I have to go
Why?
Tire myself to get more energy.
Why?
It's fucking crazy, dude.
Whoever made the rules, you're sick as fuck.
God is sick, dude.
He's God is sick.
God is a woman and she is a crazy
She's
bitch.
She's a crazy bitch.
She's a fucking crazy bitch,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know what to say.
All right, you guys, let's take a second to talk about our sponsors. You know them. You love them. It's Yo Delta. Listen, if there's any responsible adults out there, if you're over the age of 21, living in states where Delta 8 is legal, and you want to get high, like really fucking high, like as high as me and Alex are when we're doing the podcast, well, now it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8. So Alex and I fucking love Yo Delta. We wouldn't push them if we didn't. We fucks with them heavy, sweetie. So if you are over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What's Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibility. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super fucking high. All right, I'm high. Let's get back into it. God is Puerto Rican. No, not even a Puerto Rican would do this. Puerto Ricans like to relax.
I don't think we need to give her an ethnicity. Do we? If we do, we should just say she's black because I feel like it's the wokest.
That's what they want us
to
say.
They want to. That's what everyone wants to hear right
now. Because now when we shit on God, they're going to be like, they shit on
black
God.
They don't like their black God.
It's not that God. It's like, I'm tired. Why do my muscles hurt?
Why does everything always have to hurt?
Why is everything a catch? What's it called?
Everything's a catch 22.
We keep talking about
this. I was thinking about
sorry.
Like the, like even love being catch 22, how like when you're single, you're carefree, you have no worries in the world. And then like when you fall in love with somebody, you now have like this
another
like constant
life.
Big concern, like yes. of like, is this person okay? Or are we good? Am I doing everything good for them?
Every time I'm single, I'm like, I cannot wait to be in a relationship. And every time I'm in a relationship, I'm looking out of a rainy window, being like, what was life before
like,
I was trapped?
Love hurts. I
love
forgot.
Hurts.
I forgot how bad love hurts.
Love sucks. Yeah, that's how I feel for real.
Yeah, everything is a catch 22. It's but yeah, and I think it's because you're supposed to be happy in whatever circumstance you're in. You're supposed to be like, yep, this one's right for
but
me.
But even that is fucked up.
I know.
Even
wrong.
That's fucked up that you have to be miserable and just go, well, you got to just find the happy. And it's like, just make me happy.
Please, give me the thing I want.
Please. Do we complain too much?
No, I think that
we're not complaining.
I'm not complaining. We both love our lives.
And we are both grateful. We talk about it all the time.
I'm so grateful. I'm just like, wish that I was either smarter or dumber. I feel like I'm in this like right in between spot where it's like, I either want to understand more or not understand any of it. I don't want to wonder so much.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Having a curious mind is is for the tortured souls.
Not my curious, retarded mind over here. It's just torturing itself.
I'm like, why do I have toes? It's like nothing deep either.
No, but like, I don't know. Like, chance fucks me up. Like, just thinking about like how many people bought a Mega Millions ticket or like a Powerball ticket a few weeks ago when it was like in the billions or whatever, and how one guy won it.
Yeah.
Why? How? Who picked him? Was it the gods? Is it real? Is it the simulation?
Did you see the video of him? Did you see the video of him seeing it?
No.
So cute. No. I think it was the right video. I don't know if I ever went deep into confirming that it was, but yeah, there was a video of a guy. It was like a Hispanic dude, like super Hispanic, after work with all his friends.
Cute.
They look like they worked like actual like hard labor, and they're all checking their scratch offs together, and he just wins.
No.
Yes.
I love that.
And they're all screaming.
I love that for him. I'm not saying I'm not happy for him. I'm saying, who picked him?
This is my thing. People tell me it's dumb to play the lottery. There's such a low chance in winning. And what I have to say to that is, like, everything I do, there was a low chance to.
Existing as you are right now.
The fact that
like,
my sperm, me, the half of me that was my father's sperm made it. And that I was that egg, and that those two mixed things became me is like already me winning the lottery 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
I've won the Powerball 100 times before. What's one more?
Survived your mom's pregnancy, being a fetus when like those for like
born
anything
in
can
America,
happen. Being born in America,
mm-hmm. being born healthy, like the chances of like me becoming like successful in comedy. Just that's like very low. I wouldn't say it's as low as the lottery, but I would say it's really low. Like mm-hmm. there's like so many things you beat constantly. Every day that I'm still alive, I'm like, there were so many chances I bet for me to die today.
Mm-hmm.
And I just cruise through.
I just stroll
past death
just
every
like
day.
Like a regular Sarah.
just like a regular Sarah. Strolling past death Sarah.
yeah, no, I get that. But you have to think like, so everybody who's living, right, had those same odds of, like, becoming born and everything.
Yeah.
Then after that, they all entered the lottery.
But they didn't.
Everybody who did enter the lottery also had to pass those odds that you did. I get it. Anything's possible. I buy a ticket when it's, like, a crazy big number just because I think it's fun. And I think it's like a vibe to have a chance of winning that much money, you know?
Yeah. The time before this one, when it was like the biggest one before this one, which was the biggest one,
mm-hmm.
I didn't play. And there was 3 winners. And two of them, one of them was in Orange County, 30 minutes away from where I lived. And the other one was Melbourne, from where I was from. And I'm like, what are the chances that out of 3 winners in all of the United States and all of the cities, think of how many cities are in the United States. Everyone's playing. 2 out of 3 of the winners were 30 minutes away from me.
Weird.
That's already crazy.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that happen again?
Yeah, true. That's very true.
There are so many cities. How many cities do you think are in the U.S.?
Oh, I mean, it depends. Like, I guess it depends what you're calling a city, but a lot.
In the U.S.
Like, I don't know what distinction
19,000 cities.
Wow.
19,000.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
That's definitely crazy.
But yeah, I don't know. That's fucking nuts to me. The lottery's nuts.
The lottery's nuts. Being alive is nuts. I don't know.
It's all
everything.
A lot.
It's all so much, dude. And we have to like wake up every morning.
Ugh.
Keep doing it.
Do not get me started with waking up.
You ever think about your
up.
Poor heart, how it hasn't stopped beating for over 30 years? Not
oh,
for a second.
Oh, my God.
You ever think about that?
No. I would be concerned if I had an air conditioner that was running this long.
It hasn't stopped beating for a minute since you've been born. It seems like it would already be exhausted, but it's got years and years left in it. Isn't that crazy?
I'm terrified.
Isn't that so scary?
That is scary.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Your lungs have not stopped breathing for
every
a
day,
moment.
They
every
just
day.
Go,
they keep going.
I'm tired. They're tired.
We're all tired.
I feel bad. I'm over here complaining about a blink and a wink every once in a while.
Now your damn heart's exhausted.
My heart is tired, dude.
And if you want your heart to last longer, you got to make it pump harder. More often.
Who made
Why?
These rules?
Why?
Who made these rules and what was wrong with them?
I just don't get it, dude.
You want to feel good? You better feel bad, kid. What? Okay, God, thank you. Have a nice day, God.
It's so crazy. Yeah, no, it's true. And then, like, in every way, that kind of applies. Because it's, like, the people who enjoy themselves by, like, the people who have no concerns in life.
Worked really hard to get there.
Either worked really hard to get there or haven't worked hard and they're having no concerns in life is actually going to lead to misery. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, you got to pick one way. You got to start hard or end hard.
Yeah.
I'm starting hard because I want to end easy.
Yeah, I like that.
I want to float through. I want to put a little bit of work in my first 30, 40 years, and then I want to coast. From 40 on, I'm coasting, honey. Listen, you're going to watch this back. When I'm 40, I'm gone. I'm at a beach in paradise raising babies barefoot. My husband's got abs. He fucks me good every day.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'll put out a special once a year. Sure, I'll come out for weekends. I'm gone, though. I'm at the beach.
She's out.
I'm grilling fresh. I'm making fresh ceviche for my man. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you.
She's grilling up a freshly cut pineapple.
We're doing fresh cut pineapple. I'm cutting pineapple and putting chicken inside of it and some rice and serving it on the beach.
She's
to my
got
children.
The baby's toes in the water, for Christ's sake.
My kid, I don't even look at him. He swims in the ocean freely. He is Moaner. That's what I named him.
You named him Moaner.
I wanted to name him Moana, but he was a boy, was so a boy. I named him Moaner. Moaner.
Not baby Moaner.
Moaner Congdon.
Not baby Moaner Congdon.
Moaner Congdon is sick.
I love doing bad baby names.
What's the worst name you've ever heard? I can't say mine because I know them. And they might listen.
Oh, man.
But if you're a friend of mine with a weird name, it's you, bitch.
The worst name I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess it's all just like a matter of opinion.
Vladimir is pretty bad.
Vladimir's pretty bad.
Vladimir.
And it's very like Russian.
Mm-hmm.
So like you have to give a pass to ethnic names, right? Because you can't be like Vladimir's a shitty name, but then, you know.
Kate.
Yeah. Well, Kate is also kind of very an Irish name.
Mm. Is it?
Yeah, like Catherine.
Oh, Catherine. Catherine. Yeah, I don't know. There was a guy I sort of got in my high school named Harry Sack.
No, there wasn't.
S-A-K.
Why? Why would his parents do that?
He was Asian, and his last name was Sack. And then
His parents didn't know.
They just named him Harry. Probably after Potter or something.
Harry Sack.
Harry? I hardly even know him. Moaner Congdon coming through.
That's
dude,
really
if I
bad.
Named my son Moaner Congdon, he would be the man.
Moaner Congdon? I wouldn't even let my daughter talk to him, dude.
Mommy, I have a date next week. Can I go on my first date? What's his name? Moaner?
Moaner?
Absolutely fucking not. Get in your room, you fucking slut.
You absolute whore. I don't want to hear another thing about a boy until you're 25.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, not Moaner Congdon, Kim.
What's the first dick you touched?
The first dick I touched? What do you mean? Like, what ethnicity? What size?
What was the moment? What happened? Was that down by the bay?
It was down by the bay. Sister, you know all my stories. I touched
where the watermelon runs. What does the song go?
Where the watermelons grow. Back to my home, I dare not go.
Yeah, because you had cum on your face.
Yeah. Oopies.
No, you're not being able to go home because you're down by the bay.
Yeah, I touched that dick down by the bay.
Wow.
It was stout. You know, like
The beer?
It was like a short and stout dick. It
a chode. We call that a chode.
No, it wasn't like fully a chode.
Okay.
It was like a guy who's like, you know when you're like, wow, if that was just a little bigger, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
It was just like a little too, it was like a guy who's like 5'6". You know when a guy's like five.
A guy 5'6" is going to kill himself after listening to this. Not our most of our demographic being 5'6" men.
Oopies.
We might legitimately have to cut it. Yeah, that's the only thing we'll ever say on this podcast that will get people to unsubscribe. We could say that we hate our black God. We could say all these horrible things. But as soon as you say you hate a 5'6" guy, it's over.
I didn't say I hate a 5'6" guy. I said if he was a little bigger, he'd be tall.
That's so fucked. How tall is Mike?
Mike and I are the
5'11".
Same height. No, we're both like 5'9".
Mike's 5'9"?
Yeah.
You're 5'9"?
I'm 5'9".
You're tall.
Mike and I are pretty much exactly the same height. He might have like a half inch on me.
Damn. I feel 5'7".
That's great.
I don't know how to describe it. Because when I, sometimes I see girls that are 5'3", and I go, she's short. And then I stand next to them and I'm shorter than them. No. And I'm like, what? I'm that short?
You're 5'2"?
Oh, I'm 5'3 and a half, but.
Wow.
There's bugs on here.
Yeah. No, I know that. There's a lot.
There's a lot of bugs.
Yeah, I'm 5'9". I'm a tall one. I kind of like, I feel like I don't, like, I couldn't really go with a guy who's, like, much shorter than me, but I don't mind every now and again when I'm wearing, like, heels at a wedding and I'm, like, a few inches taller than Mike.
You like it.
I like it. I think it's kind of cool.
I want to feel so small in a man's lap. I want, you know what I like? I like a man with a big lap. It's like one of the things I find so sexy.
A big lap? So like a long space between the knees and the hips? Like he's got to have...
Like thick, like these thick, he's like thick in his thighs and he has like a big lap area.
I feel like you probably seem small to a lot of dudes.
I like to sit in laps. I'm a lap sitter. If I'm dating you, I'm sitting in your lap.
Okay.
And you have to be okay with that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Lap sitting's great.
Are you, you're PDA. You like PDA.
Yeah.
You're a PDA girl.
Always been comfortable with it,
though. Her and Mike are like...
I'm like more comfortable with it with Mike than I ever was with anybody else before. Like I was never PDA with a different boyfriend.
Never?
Never. Not for a second. First of all, my ex who I dated for a really long time was like very anti-PDA. So it was like completely off the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the guy I was dating like 2 years ago, I... hated it when he would be like PDA or whatever. But with Mike,
if you don't like
it.
A guy, you don't want him touching you in
yeah.
public.
Yeah,
that's a big sign. Yeah, I've had boyfriends. I dated one guy that wouldn't. I don't know if I've talked about this before. I dated one guy that kept doing step dancing. You know, like the black college yeah. fraternities where they
like,
do like
could
this.
Only be black or Irish at that point.
Yeah, it was like he kept doing that, but it was like we're almost.
And I
30.
Know what you're into.
I do like an Irish guy.
Yeah, but I don't think you'd have been into him Irish step dancing.
Oh, no. You can Irish step dance your way out of my fucking life. If you're doing that, I'm out. Please, don't come near me with your Irish step dance.
No, put your little tap shoes away, please.
Okay. Yeah, but he kept doing it, like in lines at stores for food.
Like stomp, clap, like, stomp, clap, clap,
yeah,
stomp.
And it'd be like a song playing where everyone's like waiting in line and he's stomping and clapping and turning his head. And
oh, no, and that is awful.
And I'm like, can you stop doing that? And he would literally get so mad. He'd be like, you can't change me. And I was like, okay, good to know.
I can leave you.
Yeah, because I'm not dealing with that.
That's embarrassing. I would hate that.
I don't like that. I don't like being embarrassed. It's very crazy that my career is so based on attention because I want so little of it when I'm out in like actual public.
Right.
I want to be just blend in with the crowd and then move on. Yeah. If I'm drinking, it's a different story. But
I get that.
Very, very rarely am I trying to be like the silly girl everyone's looking at. It's like too much.
I like that guy embarrassed you so much that it made you think of PDA that you didn't want.
Yeah.
It felt like he was kissing you and doing that.
Yeah, it did. Well, because I was like, I don't want to even be associated with him.
Yeah, I get it.
With this energy.
I don't know what it was with my ex, but there was like a thing where if like he would kiss me in public, I'd be like, okay, but let's make it quick and stop soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to be out. You want to be gone.
I just wasn't.
How about
into
a guy
it.
That like rubs you too many times in the wrong spot that you don't like, and then it starts like hurting? Have you ever had that?
Yeah, no. I have a lot of sensory issues, and I'm very upfront. I'm like, hey, like move your hand,
mm-hmm.
like because I like a good rub-ins. I like being rubbed, mm-hmm. especially like upper back. Like always be touching my upper back. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I'm like a cat. Like if you pet me for too long and now I'm like mad about it suddenly, mm-hmm. and I'll just be like, move your hand somewhere else, anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah. I don't touch
normal.
Me unless you have a big lap and a big cack. What do you want me to say, dog?
Yeah, I get it.
Don't touch me. I want to be taken out on dates. I want to be paid for every single time. There's no 50-50.
No 50-50.
There's no 50-50. You're paying for my food every time we go to eat.
If
every
you're dating
time.
Kim, every time that she says, I just went and got a manicure, you should send her like $100.
Yeah.
be like, this was for your manicure.
You should send it before I go to get my manicure. My manicure shouldn't have came out my own pocket.
If one, as soon as you find out that a manicure is in the books, baby boy, you
should have already called and prepaid, made my appointment, sweetie.
This has done.
Actually, I wouldn't like a man making my appointment. I just want the money.
No. You would like that as soon as you mentioned that you got a manicure, that he gave you the money for the manicure.
Mm-hmm.
That's plenty.
Yeah. I'll take that. What do you think? You think we got an episode in?
I think so. I mean, I don't know what... It was very much us being afraid of our own bodies for like 35 minutes of
We're sorry. This is a weird one, guys. It's the last day of our trip together.
It's the last day of our trip and we feel very trapped in these bodies. I'm sorry.
We can't help it. Oh, look who's back.
Look who's back.
We gotta go. The dog's back. Bobo. He's warning us. It's time to go to the beach.
It's for Bobo.
All right, Alex, where can people find you?
You could follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar, and check out Sick and Poorly. Watch Rick and Morty every Monday right after Legion of Skanks. And if you love this show, head to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code TOPICS, TOPIX, for a 7-day free trial with access to every episode of every show on demand, bonus content, live chat, and more. All the good stuff. Thanks for listening, everybody. Kimmy?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/QueenKong1, CONG1. And check out my other podcast with Sarah Weinshank called This Bitch Podcast, anywhere you find podcasts. And we will see you next week.
Hell yeah.
Bye.
Bye.